This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1444. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 21st, African stations on and off, China censors President Obama, the 5555 mystery, future plans from Ecuador, France, Micronesia, New Zealand, clandestines for Ethiopia, North Korea, Indonesia on 75 meters, clear channel layoffs, and the propagation outlook. On January 20th at 23 UT, Juan Walda in Florida reported to ABDX, "I'm hearing a fairly strong signal on 1610 kilohertz, a female talking about scripture and mentioning Dr. Scott, and it was still going almost 3 hours later." Well, that must be the Caribbean beacon from Anguilla, as Bogdan Kyokyu in Quebec and I instantly assume. Howard's been inactive on medium wave 1610 for a number of years, either that or running very low power, as no one has been reporting it. I suspect it is no coincidence that on the very same night, Caribbean beacon was missing from its shortwave frequency, 6090, although that happens every so often. And furthermore, the next day, around 1400, it was still missing from the daytime frequency, 11775. They may have had to turn that off in order to install something new for medium wave, who knows, but shortwave was back on the following evening. Ika Biervert in Colorado tells DX Listening Digest, "I heard Austria still with news in English on 7325 kilohertz until midnight 15 UT, January 20th, then back into German, and also with a few minutes of news in French, and the same happened in the following half hour, starting with Spanish at midnight 30, and English again at midnight 43 UT. Well, we believe this is just a repeat of the four-minute English broadcast the domestic service does every morning at 0708 UT, which we've been hearing for some time on 6155. But it's nice that the external service or somebody there, even though it's not on their published schedule, is still managing to get in a little bit of English on shortwave. Although, as Will F. in Pennsylvania points out, these bulletins consist mostly of international news with very little Austrian content, except for a local weather report. This probably occurs on weekdays only, like the morning original broadcast. Now, I've yet to catch it on the Canada relay between 16 and 17 on 13675, although it may be in there somewhere. From his listening post on the southwest coast of Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves monitors Africa, even on the tropical bands, even in the daytime. About ORTB in Paracu, Benin on 5025, he says a very strong signal, January 16th at 1938, but hardly any audio perceived. And then in the middle of the day, January 17th, from 1145 to 1410, he could tell it was in French with some phone ins, but extremely faint audio. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports to PlayDX that he got a short reply to his inquiry to Radio Calsachun Coca in Bolivia, which I mentioned last week, which was heard a few months ago on 6075, but it's rather enigmatic. They say, "We are adjusting our shortwave transmission on the same frequency around sunrise and sunset." But adjusting, does that mean they're actually on the air? In any event, we know the best times to try to hear them on 6075. Another African item from Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. He says Burkina Faso has been absent, not heard on 7230 or 5030. On 7220, he did hear Central African Republic from 1040 to 1415, January 17th, although blocked by interference at 1100. They have a newscast at 1400, and he says almost certainly they are at reduced power. Also reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Sao Paulo, Brazil. At least he presumes that's what it was on 7220, January 17th at 0745 to 0825 in French and vernaculars with talks and music with a slow beat. He says they sign on only on weekends. At this hour, they were fading down by 0820. Via BBC Monitoring, the Japanese news agency Kyodo reports that China's state-controlled media censored parts of President Obama's inauguration speech. A reference to previous U.S. generations' fight against fascism and communism was removed from a transcript of the speech published in Chinese by Xinhua, another part criticizing governments that cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent was also removed from the speech translated into Chinese. Chinese state TV's news channel broadcast the speech live from Washington but faded out the pictures as the translator voiced Obama's reference to communism. The TV anchor hurriedly turned to a studio contributor to ask a question about the U.S. economy. Well, it seems to me that's tantamount to admitting that the Chi-Com government is corrupt, deceitful, and silences dissent. Who'da thunk it? Do not ever believe anything you hear on CRI or read from Xinhua. I believe we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that a Colombian pirate had reappeared in the middle of the 5 megahertz band, Radio Juventud in Pasto. Anker Peterson in Denmark has been hearing something on 5555 almost exactly. He's heard this on a number of occasions at approximately 2300 to 0200 UT. And he thinks that's the station, although he's yet to report a definite ID. Unfortunately, the frequency does not match exactly the ones originally reported by Rafael Rodriguez. And furthermore, Anker says he's been hearing an automatic and correct time signal, not only on the hour, but on the half hour. That's a red flag for me. I suspect this is actually a mixing product or harmonic or something from Europe, most likely Radio Nacional de España, which we know does do time signals on the half hour as well as on the hour. Others might try to tune it in on 5555 between 23 and 02 UT. And see if it matches anything on the 49-meter band or other frequencies of Radio Nacional de España. The sign-off time varies. In his latest reports, Anker said it closed at 01:15. A press release from HCJB Global via John Wesley Smith says crews removed the last of the tall antennas and towers at HCJB's transmitter site in Pifo, Ecuador, that would obstruct the flight path of the future international airport for Quito. As earlier agreed upon, the towers had to be removed by the end of last year, and they were all down by December 24th in the morning. That being a significant date since HCJB began broadcasting on Christmas Day in 1931. PIFO, that particular site, had been on the air since 1953, but 14 shorter antennas and towers are still standing, and they'll continue to broadcast 60 hours a day throughout the Americas. However, all shortwave broadcasts from PIFO are projected to end no later than April 1st next year. Last week, I mentioned yet another new clandestine for Ethiopia. At least it's in the Amharic language, called Radio Bilal, B-I-L-A-L. Scheduled Sundays only from 17 to 18 UT on 9610 via Samara, Russia. However, it was not heard on January 11th when Jose Miguel Romero in Spain looked for it, so I asked Ludo Mas of the broker TDP for more info on the station. He says it actually started on January 18th, but propagation conditions were bad, and they hoped the following Sunday would be better. Meanwhile, we were trying to get more info about the station and did some online searching and came up with a station in Kampala, Uganda, by that name, FM 94.1. But Ludo says there is no link with the Kampala station. This one is based in Washington, and they broadcast to Ethiopia in Amharic. And apparently they are Islamically motivated. According to Hans-Jörg Biener and Kai Ludwig. Kai Ludwig also updates us on the situation at Radio France International, based on his scouring of the press. The situation, however, is not totally clear, but it appears that on January 31st, RFI will cease broadcasting in Polish, German, Serbo-Croatian, Albanian, Turkish, and Lao. All the news organizations seem to agree on that part of it. Furthermore, 206 of the 1,042 job positions at RFI will be cut, including 106 journalists. Last year, there was a deficit of 9 mega euro at RFI. So the French government will provide 17.2 mega euro to compensate. However, this may have been mixed up in translation. RFI has denied reports that Russian and Chinese services will be closing, just as they did previously about the Persian service. However, Kai thinks that these are still online to be closed, perhaps not until 2010 or 2011. And of the languages closing at the end of January, only two were still on shortwave anyway, German and Lao. Noteworthy is a hint about expiring contracts, referring to the transmission contracts with TDF. Not prolonging them would mean that in 2011 all shortwave transmissions of RFI would end, including those for Africa. It may be hard to imagine, but it's my impression that nothing is impossible anymore, including the unthinkable. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports what is presumably Radio Republik Indonesia in Pontianak, Kalimantan, on 3976.1, January 13th from 1124 to 1131 in Indonesian with pop music, in the clear except for some CW and ham radio pileups at 1130. He says if it was Pontianak, first log here in a long time. On the West Coast, David Walkett in Eugene, Oregon, reports to the NASA group, 3976.05, RRI Pontianak, the same date, January 13th, but a bit later at 1500 UT, casual talks, local music and songs, has been coming in nicely this week. One day it was the strongest AM station on the band. Voice modulation is low and hard to understand, but the recorded selections are at full volume level. And it can be heard in parallel, but with a 65-second delay on their webcast. Seiichi Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle tells us that Shiokaze, the clandestine for North Korea about abductions, changed both its frequencies on January 13th. At 2030 to 21 UT on 5965 instead of 6045, and at 14 to 1430 on 5985, replacing 5910. We were hearing them many mornings on 5910, which was quite clear. Ron Howard in California also heard them on the new 5985 on January 14th. He says there had been some jamming developing on 5910, which meant it was time to move to a new frequency, but 5985 is not the best choice, as now they are mixing with Myanmar. Another service to North Korea, which I think is religious, has added more broadcasts. It's called Voice from the Wilderness. S. Hasegawa tells us that is being relayed by FEBC in South Korea on 1566 kHz, Sundays only from 20 to 21 UT. And they also have a new frequency on shortwave 9830 at 13 to 14 UT, which is believed to be via, of all places, Armenia. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has his doubts due to propagational reasons that that's actually the site. He says, in any event, it's bad in Europe, colliding with Croatia and Beijing on the same frequency. John Plimmer in Western Cape Province, South Africa, says he's hearing Radio Lesotho on an additional medium-wave frequency. Besides the original 891, there's a new transmitter on 693 kHz. Heard with parallel programming on the 17th of January at 0130, and the new frequency is about 10 dB stronger than the old one, but the transmitter site apparently is not known, and I suppose it might actually be outside Lesotho. And a South African medium wave frequency, 846, has been off the air. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1444. You can read much more about the stories we mention, however briefly, and many other stories we have no time to mention at all, in DX Listening Digest, a full archive of which you may reach via worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support go to David Gorin, who sent a donation via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The January issue of New Zealand DX Times has an item from John Durham in his DXissimo column about the Cross Radio in Pohnpei, Micronesia. They are still planning to return to 4755, an email from Melinda R. Espinosa in Guam, which is headquarters for the operation apparently, says they are still waiting for a technician. They were last on the air, I believe, in October of 07. In communication of the British DX Club for January, David Duckworth and Dave Kenny say that MEDI 1 in Morocco has a much improved signal recently on longwave 171, parallel to shortwave 9575. It sounds like a new or revamped longwave transmitter. The signal is even audible during the day in the UK, whereas in the past it could only be heard at night with a weak signal. And the audio sounds better too. Coincidentally, 171 is reported by Bogdan Kyokyu in Quebec via Hardcore DX. Median he heard January 14th at 0405 with back-to-back plaintive Arabic vocals and at 0500 in newscast, followed by weather in French. Radio Nepal's only shortwave frequency, 5005, was believed to be off the air for almost a year. However, there are signs of something there now. Al-Muik has been monitoring it closely from Kabul, Afghanistan. January 14th at 0110, he was hearing a dead carrier on 5005, but a similar signal and fading rate to all India radio stations, so he thinks it might be Nepal. It so happens that he knows someone working at Radio Nepal, Ram Karki, the technical director. Both of them had worked together previously for the UN in Sudan. And Ram Karki says, we are broadcasting on 12 FM stations, 6 medium wave and 1 shortwave transmitter, 5005. Al-Muik heard the carrier again January 18th at 0140, but he again calls it a dead frequency, just a carrier, maybe a trace of a little modulation. So he pressed his friend in Kathmandu for further information. He said it's a very old Harris SW100 transmitter running on very low power. You may remember I asked your help to find some manufacturer for a 50 kilowatt shortwave transmitter. So Al-Muik says, I guess I'll have to get it in gear and find a transmitter for them, or this DX spot is in danger of disappearing. David Rickrish of the Radio Heritage Foundation circulated a message he received from Kelvin Brayshaw, the QSL manager of ZLXA, the radio reading service in Levin, New Zealand, on 3935, which he said is about to sign off the air permanently. In fact, it's really been off the air since the 1st of December, but the final decision has not yet been made. It's been in abeyance, as they put it, as the result of a listener survey and considering cost-effectiveness. It is, after all, intended for domestic coverage, and any DX reception is just a bonus. In any event, David Rickrich is hoping to persuade them, if they do close down permanently, to first make a special DX broadcast as a finale. But then we have slightly different information about this. Walt Samanu in British Columbia received a message from someone else at ZLXA, Steve, who says, I'm not sure where you heard about this, but no final decision has been made on the future of the shortwave service. You can, of course, continue to listen via internet, via the link on our website. from a publication called Triumph, January 6th, via the Media Network blog. Kano State in Nigeria has an item in their 2009 budget, including the purchase of 500 kilowatt AM transmitters. That's costing $5.4 megadollars U.S., the Kano State Radio Corporation. It says transmitters plural, but it doesn't say how many. So it's at least two or maybe a dozen, who knows? Another media network item from The Guardian in Nigeria says the Minister of State for Education has commissioned the National Teachers Institute radio station at the NTI premises in Kaduna. The FM station has limited reach, and the minister appealed to authorities of NBC to approve the expansion of the station from FM to shortwave in the future for the sake of all teachers in the country. Meanwhile, that target broadcast called ASO Radio, A-S-O, is heard Monday through Friday from 16 to 1645 UT or later in Hausa on 15180. It hasn't been clear what the transmitter site is. However, the World Radio TV Handbook says unequivocally it is Samara in Russia. Björn Fransson in Sweden has been trying to QSL them. They have an updated home page dated January with a mailing address. However, his letter was returned with the notation on it, not known. Furthermore, attempts to contact them via email have not succeeded. They don't bounce, but they have not been answered. The Voice of Russia has a spur intruding on the 30-meter handband, 10105 kilohertz at 13 UT in Urdu, reported by members of the IARU bandwatch in Germany, such as Jürgen, DJ4EY. It's not clear exactly how this arises. However, the listed frequency for this transmission is 9695 until 1300, and then 9900 in Pashto and Dari. Oh yes, here it is. It's intermodulation between those two frequencies, 205 kilohertz apart. Wolfgang also says the St. Petersburg transmitter on 6045 puts out two distorted FM spurious signals between 17 and 20 UT on 5989 and 6101. Marino Pacci in Italy has been hearing International Radio Serbia on 7100, not a frequency where they're supposed to be, including during their Spanish broadcast. But he thinks he has the explanation. These are retransmissions by a pirate in Italy, perhaps in Sicily, which rebroadcasts Serbia's 6100 frequency on 7100, as well as some other stations, the Voice of Russia and Radio Exterior de España. You might think that a BBC transmission in Burmese via Thailand would be from their own relay site in Nakhon Sawan. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says that is not the case. Instead, they're using the IBB relay site in Udontani for Burmese at 11 to 11:30 on 6105. That could be as a result of the flood, which knocked the BBC site off the air for some time, although it's been back since. But another explanation could be that Udorn is at a more favorable skip distance, further away from adjacent Burma than the BBC's own site. Supratik Sanatani in West Bengal complains that the BBC Bengali service has been announcing and listing on its website the wrong frequencies for the Bangla service, and he's been trying to get through them, but without success. Perhaps it will be corrected, thanks to help from Ashik Ekbal Tokon in Bangladesh, who contacted the BBC Dhaka office. There have been a number of changes in World of Radio times on WRMI Miami, 9955, and webcast. Here's the latest info we have based on monitoring and from what Jeff White has told us, but all of this is very flexible and subject to change without notice. Here we go. All days and times are, of course, strictly universal. Wednesdays at 0600 and 1630. Those are usually the first airings, although not this week. Thursdays at 0630 and 1630. Fridays at 0200 and 1230. Saturdays and Sundays at 0900. Sundays at 1615. Mondays at 0600 and 1630. Tuesdays at 1200 and 1630. Many thanks, Jeff White, for providing so much airtime for World of Radio. Check out the rest of their schedule at www.wrmi.net. Last week, I got some times wrong in mentioning the Ted Randall shows on WBCQ 7415. They were 1 hour off. The correct time is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 2200 to 2400 UT, including the QSO show on Tuesdays. As you may have heard, not only do we have a new president, but we're getting a new chairman of the Federal Communication Commission, because the previous chairman, Kevin J. Martin, who of course had to be a Republican, announced his resignation, effective January 20th. It appears, according to press reports, that his replacement will be Julius Genachowski. It's not unusual for the new chairman to come in from somewhere else rather than being promoted from the commission itself. So we can only hope the new FCC will be more responsive to the public interest. However, Powell E. Way on the ABDX list laments that he too is a lawyer. We need a good engineer to be head of the FCC, you know, one that understands the laws of physics. Kevin Redding posted a story January 16th to ABDX saying Clear Channel is trying to hide upcoming layoffs. It's headlined, Clear Channel Cuts Reportedly Slated for Inauguration Day. The next round of rumored cuts at CC Communications is expected for January 20th. The New York Post says the new owners will begin a massive restructuring plan that aims to cut up to $400 megadollars in costs. This will include layoffs across Clear Channel's radio, outdoor advertising, and international divisions, and cuts to programming budgets and consolidation of back-office operations. The Post says the cutbacks taking place the same day that Barack Obama is sworn in as president is not a coincidence, as CC management hopes they can slip in the layoffs while the press is preoccupied with Inauguration Day festivities. And another report from Reuters, quoting the Wall Street Journal, says the move affects about 1,500 employees, mostly in ad sales at Clear Channel. That is of the total workforce of 20,000 in the U.S. The company plans to replace local shows with more syndicated content. Harry Helms, a former Radio Shack employee, says there's now a catalog library online, which is great for nostalgia from Fort Worth with love. www.radioshackcatalogs.com/index.html. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued January 20th. A.N.K. indices almost always 5 and 2, but a peak at 10 and 3 January 27th, and solar flux steady at 70 through February 16th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1444.